tell me, Brenda, yes. I know you mentioned, well, I know you mentioned about New York because yeah. it was a bit of a whiz trip to the Big Apple because the GAA, GPA All-Stars went last Wednesday. I joined them on Saturday and it was... It was an intriguing, almost an emotional visit as well, because obviously I have connections with the city, but I was brought around by a good Kerryman from Carroll Lake outside Killorglin, John Foley, and saw the devastation in various parts of the borough of Queens. And it was memorable, to say the least.
Well, it's funny, I was looking at some of the tweets that were coming in over the weekend. And Bernard Brogan obviously was there helping out. And I was wondering, were they actually really helping or was it just a photo opportunity? But he in his tweets talked about the actual devastation. He was genuinely shocked at what he saw. But they were actually getting in and really giving a hand, weren't they,
Marty?
Were,
they, yeah. were, they were brought out to Breezy Point and by the local officials. And certainly, it was kind of a spontaneous thing that they literally started moving fridges and moving cookers and meeting the people. And indeed, when they brought the cups down to Breezy Point, the reaction they got was phenomenal. But we'll speak to Donal O'Cusick, Cork goalkeeper and, of course, chairman of the GPA, that's the Gaelic Players Association. He's joining us in just a moment live from New York. But first, I want to give you a sense of what I witnessed over the weekend. I visited two areas of Queens, Breezy Point. Point, but first, Rockaway. As I walk down the street here in Rockaway, it's just unbelievable, the scenes. It's hard to believe, actually, it is New York City. Food and clothes are being given out at street corners. There's free legal advice. There's floods still of water, streams of water just pouring down the street here. You really need a pair of Wellingtons. Let me go into the Kerry Hills pub, which is clearly an Irish pub here in Rockaway. And the owner is Carmel O'Sullivan. Carmel, what happened to your place?
Well, the water came in about 3-4 feet, flooded the basement, destroyed my boilers, water heaters, electrical panels, just about everything that was down there. Christmas stuff, supplies down there.
The damage around Rockaway is awesome, as the Americans say. It's pretty breathtaking.
Devastating. Devastating, yeah. Every house in Rockaway was affected. Lost all their belongings, everything was thrown out in the street. We lost a lot of houses to fires, a lot of businesses down here. Went on fire that night. About, I'd say, maybe 15 businesses down here, small businesses. And a big restaurant up on 130th Street, Harbour Light Restaurant, that burned to the ground. And a whole row of, two rows of houses on 130th Street.
Were you upset by it all?
Of course. Who expected this kind of... this is going to happen? You can't be prepared for it.
Can I move in here a little bit? I'm from Irish Radio. I am amazed by what I see here in Rockaway with food being given up. But tell me, what exactly are you doing?
Actually, we're just helping the people who were affected by Sandy. And it's just, and all these people come from different places, actually. Some from Rochester, and you're from?
Brooklyn.
From Brooklyn. Some are from North Carolina, all over the country. And they come here to help.
And the people who come to you now, they obviously don't have access to hot food. Do they have access to any food?
That's true. That's why they like the hot soup here and they want those sandwiches because they really cannot cook. Most of them still don't have electricity. Like there was a couple here earlier who said they're really so hungry and they want to know if we have soup, whatever we have. And then we also told them if they need cleaning materials, we have the cleaning materials. And we gave up a lot of jackets, coats, blankets that were donated by other people.
I'm standing on what was Rockaway Boardwalk, one of the great landmarks, I suppose, in this part of New York City. And it's just a war zone. I can only describe it. There is no boardwalk. It's gone, disappeared, I believe, somewhere in the middle of Rockaway somewhere. There is loads of sand, stones, rocks, everything. It's just like a massive quarry. And I'm joined by a man who immigrated from Killorglin in County Kerry in 1995, and that's John Foley. John, what was it like here when this hurricane arrived, and what has been the effect locally?
Well, basically what happened was water came in about 5 feet, pushed the boardwalk all the way in, and lobbies, building lobbies, got flooded with sand and with water. There was cars strewn everywhere, cars on top of cars. There was basically people had no way to get out, anybody who stayed. There was an evacuation order given to people before the storm, but a lot of people stayed. There was an evacuation order given in for the Irene hurricane or tropical storm, and nothing really happened. So kind of they didn't really believe that this was going to be as bad as or equally as bad as Irene, and it turned out to be absolutely catastrophic.
Tell me what your name is.
My name is Pastor Dice, and I pastor Gospel Light Baptist Church up in Jamaica, Queens.
So you've come all the way from Queens to Rockaway?
Yes, sir.
Tell me exactly what you're doing here.
Well, our goal is to come down and meet needs to help the people. We're bringing hot food, we're bringing supplies in cans, and we're bringing baby items, cleaning supplies, lots of water. But we also, because we are a church, we're trying to get the gospel to people. We want to meet needs, and we also want to help people spiritually, too.
Tell me what you've seen here, what you've experienced.
Well, I find that the people are really pulling together, and there's a great spirit here. And I've also seen the people very, very busy and trying to make sense of their lives and get back on their feet. But the people are very, very appreciative of all that we're doing. They're thankful for a hot meal. They're thankful for the supplies. They're thankful for somebody that's just reaching out to them and say, hey, how you doing? Can we pray with you? Can we talk to you? Can we listen? And, you know, it makes a big difference, you know?
Well, however bad Rockaway Park is, nothing quite prepares you for Breezy Point, because this is just devastation. I've never, ever seen anything like it. What's your name?
Bob Seaman.
Bob, you're a resident here.
Yes, we are. Summer resident.
Describe, if you can, for me, what you see in front of your house.
It is total devastation. A few houses here and there seem to be standing, but they may be flooded out so they're not livable. Everybody has even a green or orange or a red sticker on their bungalow saying they can live there or they can go in or they cannot go in. I got a red myself, so I'm not supposed to be in my house at all, but we're working on it, trying to get it fixed up.
Well, we're standing outside your house, which is a beautiful house, but there is still something fundamentally wrong.
Oh, yes. We had the fire that stopped here at the house right next to us. And we happened to be, thank you for the fire department of New York, that they saved this house. And they saved that house almost. But the flood came in and tore out half of my basement wall on one side. So we have a lot of sand and water, and all the electric and the plumbing is all shot and has to be replaced.
So where are you living?
I have another house. This is my summer house, so I'd have a winter house that I'm staying there. So I'm lucky.
The GAGPA All-Stars visited Breezy Point. Bernard Brogan and Paul Flynn, two Dublin footballers, two All-Stars, were part of that touring party. Bernard, what did you make of it?
It was very overwhelming. You never really realise what damage is like on the ground when you hear the stories about it. But when we went down there the other day, it was unbelievable. 120 homes burned in the fire. As young Irish American girls trailing through that through the ruins to try and find anything about their belongings, and it was really powerful. And it's just really overwhelming.
Your reaction, Paul?
Yes, yeah, similar to what Bernard just said there, and also the fact that it was what was quite uplifting about the whole thing was everybody in the community had just responded. They weren't sitting down and they weren't lying back and saying, look, this is what after happened to us, feeling sorry for themselves. They were up and at it, each and every one of them helping each other out in their neighbours' homes, helping them clean out and salvage anything they could possibly to salvage. And that's what I found like the most uplifting, to see them all just react to it the way they did, which was great, yeah.
The Irish played a huge role and still are doing it as we speak in recovering that whole area.
Yeah, well, down there, the guys are telling us in Breezy Point, I think 80% or more of the area is Irish, of our Irish heritage and stuff. And it was just brilliant to see them. And we came out and they're so positive about it. Like, guys, people and families that have lost everything and are coming over and meeting us. And a few of the lads that had the Sam Maguire down there, and it really uplifted them down there. I know, like, we tried to help out with a couple of old people trying to pull some stuff out of their house. It's only a drop in the ocean. But I'd love to go over and do more and try and help them get back on their feet, you know.
I think that was the overwhelming reaction, like Bernard describes, that people actually wanted to drop everything and try and give a lending hand, and I know that some of the All-Stars did.
when we went there, we were just supposed to kind of just walk around, have a look, and go to the community centre and donate the bit of gear that we brought over. But when we got there, we met one old couple who had a fridge in the kitchen and they couldn't move it for days. And we went in, and like it took us maybe 10, 15 minutes, and all we did was we moved the fridge for them, brought it out to the skip, and then we cleaned off their porch for them. And like that was the kind of stuff that we wanted to do, and we would have loved to stay there all day, like helping out in that way. And as Bernard said, like, you know, maybe sometime to go back and to help them when they're starting the rebuilding process would be great.
Paul Flynn and Bernard Brogan, two members of the Dublin team that won the All-Ireland 2 years ago, ending that report. And the effect on all of us certainly was overwhelming. But what was the reaction, I wonder, of Cork goalkeeper and chairman of the GPA, Donal O'Cusey, who joins us live now from a studio in New York. Good afternoon from Ireland. Good morning to you in New York.
Good afternoon, Marty.
Donal, when you went out to Breezy Point, what was your reaction?
Yeah, well, I suppose like Bernard and Paul were saying there, really the scenes were unbelievable. I don't think any of the pictures that we've seen being back to Ireland do it justice, really. It was like something you'd associate more with a bomb dropping on the place. And, you know, it's people there who've lost everything. Their homes absolutely levelled to the ground. And it must have been such a terrifying experience for anyone who did stay in the area. And, you know, it's, as the lads said, one of the striking things was the spirit of the people that were there. I met one guy who owned a bear, and the bear had been absolutely levelled. And, you know, he was there trying to retrieve whatever he could. And he actually asked me, did I want to have a glass of wine with him? And, you know, his spirit was that good. And, you know, everybody seemed to be pulling together. And the Irish really seemed to be pulling together out there. The whole Breezy Point area there is almost exclusively Irish. And we were very conscious that we didn't want to be seen as disaster tourists. We even asked Ray McManus not to publish any of the pictures that he was taking. But a guy called Tim Devlin, who's a brother of a well-known businessman out here, Faye Devlin from Tyrone, had invited us out there, and he said, look, we're very conscious that we want to raise the profile of what's actually happening here. You guys coming can show solidarity with the people. And also, on an aside, the Sam O'Guire was there, and it does what it inevitably does wherever it goes, anywhere in the world. There was people there absolutely delighted, people there with Donegal caps and posters and stuff like that. And it was nice for us to be able to show solidarity and to bring the Sam O'Guire there as well.
I was amazed, Donal, when I walked the streets of Rockaway, that on street corners there was food being given out at nearly every block, every corner. I remember several tables with chairs around it, and there was a big poster handwritten, free legal aid, because lots of people need advice in terms of insurance. A lot of them didn't have flood insurance. That was one of the striking things for me. Would that be the same for you?
Yeah, absolutely, Marty. I think that during the time that we were there, which was only a couple of hours, there was three or four different van loads with food, blankets, you know, disinfectant that came along and that was just dropping it off. And the spirit of the people was, look, a real can-do spirit in the midst of what's obviously a devastating tragedy that's affected the place.
It's amazing when you walk around, particularly Breezy Point, various houses have these big stickers, red, orange and green. Red means you do not enter. It is totally gone. Green means it's still possibly livable, but orange is it still needs to be tested. That's the sort of environment that they're in, isn't it, Donal?
Yeah, it's as I said, it was really overwhelming and hard to imagine. You know, I think that even the example that the lad spoke about that elderly couple who just needed a lift with a fridge. I think that, you know, anybody who went into that house will probably never forget the image of an old lady sitting on her chair looking down at the ground and, I suppose, feeling so helpless. I know that one of the lads, when we were cleaning up the back, and as I said, very strong, there was only a drop in the ocean, and, you know, at times we were even embarrassed about the idea of us walking around the place, to be honest. But one of the lads picked out a picture and said, look, geez, that looks like one of her family. I think that we should ask her does she want to hold on to it? And it turned out that it was a picture from her engagement day. You know, and that's the kind of situation that they're there. They've lost everything. The waters and the fires, the damage that they've done is incredible. But again, along with those very sad scenes, the one thing that struck me, and I think struck all the lads there, was the spirit of the people and their will to get on with it and accept what's happened and see what they can do to build back up again. Having said that, it's going to be very difficult. You know, I was talking to one of the engineers there, and he said even from a planning point of view, that a lot of those houses were built at a time when, you know, things have obviously changed now, and people won't have the option of rebuilding their houses in a similar fashion. But they're determined to still drive on.
Don Logue, I was just listening to the report that Marty brought back, and I was kind of thinking about, you know, Gaelic footballers and hurlers, and, you know, they work hard and they train hard and they don't get the money and all that, and then they might get a holiday at the end of the season, or, you know, when they win the All-Ireland or whatever, they go off for a week or 2 weeks and they kind of have a bit of fun and that. Is this the first time that kind of as a group, kind of all-stars have A, got together, and B, is this something that you think you might think about doing again, because it can have a very positive effect in terms of awareness for a particular situation, an issue where people are going through a tough time?
Yeah, well, I think, look, to be fair to the to GA players, they've been very good at raising issues and highlighting issues in various parts of society. And, you know, I think it's something that everybody that was on that trip to Breezy Point felt that they wanted to do more. And I know it's something that we've discussed since, and, you know, hopefully there will be an opportunity come up. But, you know, GA players have been doing this for many years. I just think of the Alan Kearns Foundation, who, you know, goes out to Africa and does the same thing year in, year out in countries like Zambia. And, you know, I was actually lucky enough that to be on a couple of those trips with Alan and being able to contribute. And to be honest, I got the exact same feeling that I used to get in Zambia that I got in Breezy Point over the weekend. And it's not a thing that people would associate with America, that type of devastation and that type of, you know, people in very hopeless situations.
I get the feeling, Don Logue, that you felt a little bit guilty walking around Rockaway and Breezy Point, in the sense that here were people trying to rebuild their lives. But were you taken aback with the response you got?
Yeah, Marty, we did. We were extremely conscious even before we went, saying, look, what can we do for these people? We don't want to be disaster tourists. These people just need hands, you know, and people who are willing to get stuck in. And as the boys said there, we would have much preferred to be even left there for a couple of hours and got down and dirty and do what we could. But, you know, like I said, Tim Devlin, who was a resident out there, he was adamant that we should still come and that we could help with raising the profile, and, you know, also showing solidarity with the people there was very, very important. But as Ray McManus would tell you, Marty, we had quite a strong debate on the way home as to whether any of the images that or any of the pictures that he took should be published. But I think the point that Tim had made in terms of raising the profile, players were happy to go with that.
Yeah. Well, there was good coverage, and there's a nice picture today of you and the three Dublin footballers, Michael Dara McCauley, Paul Flynn and Bernard Brogan, helping out in Breezy Point. Just to go away from that to a more sporting context, was this a successful GPA All-Stars event?
Yeah, it was a real success, Marty. You know, I think it was the I've been on a couple of All-Star tours now, and it was the first time that there was any event organised by the players akin to what happened on Thursday night in Times Square. It was, you know, quite a major dinner that was organised by the Players Association, and it couldn't have went much better. It was over 400 people inside in the Marriott Hotel there, and
that's quite an achievement in the present environment, Don Logue.
Yeah, it is. I think it's, you know, it's probably a symbol of the spirit that exists within the Gaelic Players Association, that they don't want to rest on their laurels. They want to reach out, build new networks. They've been in the US now for almost 18 months with the aim of raising awareness about what the Gaelic Players Association does, and in the long term, raise funding that we can bring back into our own player development program and continue to try and enrich the experience of playing into county hurling and football.
On a more personal level, Don Logue, how is the injury coming along? Because I know you missed this season.
Yeah, it's coming along very well, Marty. Thanks very much for asking. It's just one of those injuries that was probably the worst injury that I could have received as a sportsman. It's hard to believe when you go onto the field that thinking that you could suffer something that's worse than a broken leg or maybe even a cruciate ligament injury. But look, that's all part of being a sports person, and you need to accept these things and see what you can do and get on with it. And I'm just concentrating at the moment at getting my leg right. I'm very lucky that I have a very good medical team around me in Cork, and Declan O'Sullivan who's our physiotherapist, is going well beyond the call of duty in the amount of time that he's spending with me. So it's, you know, being a sports person, getting injured, that's all part of the challenge. And, you know, for me, sport is a challenge, and, you know, this is no different. I'll treat this exactly the same.
And Donal Logue, it looks like you have a challenge next year because your replacement is the all-star hurling goalkeeper, Anthony Nash.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I think that, to be honest, Marty, that was along with it being obviously a proud night for Mart or for Anthony and his own club, and but it was also a proud night for myself. Martin Coleman, Anthony Nash, and myself have worked extremely hard together over the last number of years, and I know what it's like being a sub goalkeeper, and it can be a very tough position to be in. And you know, albeit we are rivals, we're still friends and we respect each other. And I think it was, you know, if anything, it reflected on the good work that's taken place amongst those guys over the years, that a guy like Anthony could come in and win an All-Star.
Well, Donal O'Cusick, thank you very much indeed for joining us live there from New York, and a safe journey home this evening.
Thanks, Richard.